Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. Imagine you get five, six, seven, eight, you know, several weeks or months down the road, and you've got five or six or seven of these done. And then when your patients go to the implant page and you ask them to come in for a consultation and they've already watched these videos, really at that point, they're already ready to buy. And what we've seen when we were great at doing this in our office, the patients that would come for a consultation, they were just there for confirmation. They already knew who I was, whether we were good at what we did or not, how much these things cost, roughly speaking, kind of the most common questions they would ask, it's already taken care of because it's all available on your website. And it really, at that point, your job is just not to screw it up when they come into the practice. And at that point, if you even really do this well, they can apply for financing before they come into the office.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple.
One of the most common things I often get asked about is about marketing your dental practice. And that's what we're going to talk about in this week's episode. Hi, I'm Dr. Tarun Agarwal, and I'd like to welcome you back to this week's episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast, where our focus is to help you optimize your practice for revenue growth and enjoyment. So for those of you that are part of our club and keep coming back every single week, we appreciate you and thank you. And for those of you that are new to our family, we want to welcome you in and really appreciate you joining our podcast. Let's kind of get into this. Let's look at some free ways that we can get new patients into our practice to drive revenue. Now, why are we talking about this and what's brought this about? Here's what we're seeing. We're starting to see that many of us are starting to be worried about what's coming on with the economy, what may be happening, what not might not be happening. For many of us, we've noticed that December wasn't as quote-unquote busy as it normally is. Maybe for you, just like for me, December was actually not as good as October or November, and January isn't shaping up to be as good as previous Januaries have been. So we're starting to get a little bit concerned. Now, the urgency part of this is going to be, what's happening? What's going to happen to the economy? And here's how I've approached marketing in the past oftentimes, is that I've always said, hey, when things are good, you know, it's no big deal. You can cut your budget down. You can kind of just live on what's been going on. And that's kind of where we've been for the last couple of years post-COVID. Now, what happens is we start to see a slowdown, and then we get into panic mode. And then we start to think about, what do we have to do to increase our business? And this week, what I want to talk to you about are sustainable, tried and true ways that you should always be working on to help drive patients to your practice. And more specifically, from a long-term perspective, patients that want to do the type of dentistry you're interested in doing. So before we get into it, let's make a quick disclaimer. If you're in a position where you need patients right away, some of these techniques are not going to work for you, because they're designed to take some time. okay? Because the only way to immediately get patients into your practice is really to get out there and do pay-per-click, social media ads, direct-to-consumer, direct-response marketing. It works. It's worked for my practice. It plays a role in the overall marketing budget and plan. But what I can tell you from a sustainability and longevity perspective, what we're going to talk about today are critical foundational things that we need to be doing to help maximize our marketing budget. So let's kind of get started. We're going to talk about five different things today. We're going to talk about internal referrals. We're going to talk about digital signage. We're going to talk about dental insurance. We're going to talk about Google reviews. And we're going to talk about content marketing. So those are the five things that we're going to talk about. And let's get started with internal referrals. Now, we know the best customer to any business is a customer that's been referred by a liked friend or another patient of the practice. And so in the past, when I was really good at this, when I was, you know, kind of needing patients, we used to make it mandatory that we would consistently, or I would consistently, ask patients to refer fellow patients to their practice. And what happens is we kind of get out of practice, out of sight, out of mind, and it kind of loses its luster. And part of it is we have this fear, or at least I have this fear, that I don't want to come across as feeling desperate or needing the patients. So we kind of get away from these things. And moreover, we kind of leave it to automated tools that kind of do this for us. So all of these things over time break down because it's not top of mind, it's out of sight, out of mind. And as human beings, we start relying on automated solutions. And that has some type of work to it, but there's nothing like that human-to-human interaction, that direct response, that direct ask. You know, so one of the ways to do it without feeling desperate or seeming desperate is to simply let your patient know, hey, Caroline, we love having you in our office. In 2023, we're slowly growing our practice and we have a limited number of new patient spots available. And we'd love for you to, if you have any friends or family that you'd like to invite to our practice, we'd love to reserve those for our friends and family first. You know, something like that. So it's a few spots. It's not like, hey, things are slow, we need the business. It's not anything like that. Another part to the referral, asking for referrals, is not just telling your team you want to ask for referrals, or it's important to ask for referrals, but a level of accountability. In other words, asking them, hey, how many patients did you ask for referrals? Which patients did you ask for referrals? You know, every morning meeting, ask your team members. Do that 2, 3, 4, 5 days in a row. They're going to get the point that this is important and needs to be done. So that's important, okay? To make sure that you're asking your team, you're coaching them through it. Or if they say, hey, I only asked one, why only one? Did, you know, out of the 8 patients you saw yesterday, did we really only have one patient that we like, that we'd like to refer patients to our practice? And doing that coaching, it's never accepting yes or no or kind of or it's good or things like that. It's asking that follow-up question. That's called leadership, something that we talk a lot about here on our podcast. So let's move to item number 2, and that's digital signage. One of the best things I did, most cost-effective things I should say, that I did about 10, 12 years ago, is that I put up little cardboard signs. They're, I think, foam board or gator board type of signs that are printed in each of our operatories. And I used to have 3 signs up. And those 3 signs would focus on dental implants, at the time, 6-month orthodontics, and sleep apnea and snoring. And we'd put those signs up and we'd start seeing patients ask because it was subliminal marketing. Now, fast forward 10, 12 years and I got tired of changing the signs out or, hey, I want to focus on something new or specific this month. Maybe we're having a promotion this month. Maybe we're doing an aligner day or maybe we, you know, any number of things are coming up and it's not so easy to change those signs. And I went to one of my friend's restaurants one day and I noticed that he had a sign that was made of foam board or whatever before. And then suddenly I went in one day and now it's all these digital displays. And I asked him, what was that all about? He goes, well, it allows me to put pictures of my hamburgers and different things like that. It allows me to make immediate changes to the prices. If we're having today's special, it allows me to put that up there. And it allows us to really be able to be proactive and marketing to our customers about what's available in our restaurant. So I said, wow, You know, and then I would notice these things kind of in the airport too. So I said, that would be a great idea to do in our practice as well. So I went out and bought 50-inch TVs, smart TVs, like an Android TV or a Roku TV. And I got a vertical mount, and I mounted these TVs vertically in each operatory where one of my posters used to be. So it took up the space about a little bit more space than one of my posters. And then all of these smart TVs, if you ever notice in your home, they start playing a loop of a screensaver of photos. And so what I found out was that you can connect your Google Photos account to your TV, and then whatever you have in that folder will show through and kind of loop through on your TV. Now, you got to make sure it's probably not inappropriate photos or photos of your family. Maybe set up a very specific Google Photos account. And what we did is we put about 15 or 16 different slides in there, different images in there that promoted the various things we wanted to promote in our practice. It promoted our doctors in our practice, any specials or any promotions that we had going on, or like one of the most common things people would ask us about is, you know, a year or so ago, we went through this phase where we were trying to drink a gallon of water every day, and we had pictures of team members drinking the gallon of water on there. We had so many patients that asked, how's that going, and stuff like that, and it showed me that these things were working. So the digital signage was pretty inexpensive. It was like a $250 TV, a $50 vertical hanging mount, and then four screws that even I could put them on the wall, so I'm pretty sure most of you listening can do that. And then Google Photos is free, and it ran a screensaver software that's built into the TV. It allows you to promote many different things, not just one, two, or three things, but really start getting into 15, 16, 20 different things, different team members, sedation, so many options started becoming available to us. And the beauty of it was it was subliminal marketing. If we left the room for a few minutes, the patients would start seeing it, they'd ask different things, and it was kind of interesting. And then there's a certain technology and wow factor that kind of goes with that as well. Let's move on to number three, and that's dental insurance.
Stay with us. We'll be right back. Hey, podcast family, T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentists.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode.
I'm not a fan of taking or adding dental insurance. I'm not a fan of dropping all dental insurances. I think dental insurance is a personal decision based on the business model that you're trying to create and the type of practice that you're trying to move towards. But here's what I know from personal experience. Personal experience says that when I was struggling early in my practice career, like 2002, 2003, when I added dental insurance, we had an influx of patients. And since we had plenty of capacity at the time, all of that revenue was just added revenue that helped us survive and thrive at that point in time. Now, so here are the pitfalls of taking insurance. Number one, you may be adding an insurance that your patients already have, and now you're going to get paid less for those existing patients. You may have worked really hard over the last few years to get less and less insurance dependent, and now suddenly jumping into insurance is kind of going backwards. And the other part of it is it takes 3-4 months for dental insurance to take effect. One, you got to go through the process, you got to get approved, you got to negotiate and haggle over fees, all these different things to get listed on the website, and then only will it start to kind of bring patients in. But if you're in a position where you're really worried or you have extra capacity or you've just added another dentist and you're starting to see a slowdown, taking dental insurance is something certainly to consider. But be careful with that one, okay? It's the one that can really, you know, it can really kind of do some damage to your practice, but it can also do a great deal of improvement to your practice as well. Let's kind of go to number four, and that's increasing Google reviews. It's kind of like internal referrals. We can automate this. You can have your patient get an email or a text. And the truth is the response rate on that is not as good as it once was because patients have gotten numb to all of these emails and text messages that get from your office. They just think it's another nonsense text message or email. What I would recommend is that in addition to an automated way of making it easy for your patients, I recommend that you do some type of contest and you have some type of human connection component to it. Because I believe Google reviews, Google in specific, are super important. Let's think about you. When's the last time that you went, you know, you searched for a restaurant, you're in a new city or you're in your own city and you're looking for a steakhouse, let's say, and you go on there and there's four steakhouses listed and one steakhouse has like three reviews, the other one has 40 reviews, and the other one has 150 reviews. And let's say they're all 4.8s or 4.7s or whatever it may be. Which one are you going to go to? One thing to do is to type dentist, whatever city you're in, and see what shows up on the map listing and see what kind of competition you have in terms of the number of reviews that you're up against. Because I can tell you without hesitation, your quality and the number of reviews greatly affect the decisions that patients make in coming to your office, unless you're some type of dentist that has such an amazing, unique skill that nobody else provides that. And honestly, that probably doesn't exist. Have your team members ask for reviews, create some type of contest in your practice. I'll give you an example of one. One of the contests we had 1 month or one quarter in our practice was the team member that had their name mentioned the most number of times in their reviews for that quarter won a, we did a David Yurman bracelet that quarter, won a bracelet. And it's amazing how many patients, you know, they tell the patient, hey, we'd love to do a review. There's this David Yurman bracelet I really want. As long as you mention my name in the review, you know, that'll be great for me. And it's amazing, as soon as you get some type of connection and a contest with it, a gamification, it's amazing how much better your patients respond and how much better your team members respond. So again, increase Google reviews. Now, before we get to the last one, let me kind of review what we've covered so far. Number one is getting back to asking for referrals from your patients. Okay, we know that the best customer is one that's been referred by another existing customer. Okay, the best customer for me is a customer that's been referred by somebody else that I've done a smile or dental implants on, because I know they're coming to my practice looking for that type of dentistry. Number two is subliminal marketing with a digital sign. It doesn't have to be a fancy thing. It's just a TV flipped vertically, a smart TV flipped vertically, and it runs a screensaver that loops different messages and images in your operatory. Number three was, be careful with this one, but consider adding or expanding your insurance outreach on that, okay? And number four was paying closer attention and doubling down on the value of Google reviews. So let's get to the last one, and quite frankly, the one that's going to take the most time and effort, and that's content marketing. I am going to make a separate episode where I walk through this. It's an area that 2023 is where I'm going to really put my foot down and put some gas on this and really work on doing content marketing in my practice. I've dabbled in this year over year over year. I took the whole year of 2022 and half the year of 2021 off, and I'm starting to see the negatives of that. So content marketing is something that's consistent and constant and that needs to be done. And what do I mean by content marketing? For me, it's very simple. I want to answer common questions that are being searched for by patients on the search engines. And that, to me, is what search engine optimization should be. So if I go in and on a search engine and I write, what's the best Thai restaurant? Then I hope some Thai restaurant out there is creating a video or a blog post, or their social media posts are all about answering best Thai restaurant in Raleigh, North Carolina, best Thai restaurant in Wake Forest, North Carolina, because that's what people are searching on Google. That is search engine optimization. Now, there's nerdy people and technical things, blacklists, whitelists, backlinks, all this stuff. I don't understand any of that stuff. I've never done any of that stuff in my practice. And, you know, we've built a relatively successful practice by following these basic, keeping it simple concept of answering common questions. And the way I'm going to do that in 2023 and the way I want to encourage you to do that in 2023 is what I call a pillar strategy. And that starts with doing your keywords, and that's pretty easy. For me, that's dental implants, that's cosmetic dentistry, that's snoring and sleep apnea, that's clear aligners. I mean, really, you have to kind of look for Invisalign in that situation since they're like Kleenex. You know, these are the things I want to do more of in my practice. So those are the keywords. And then what I'll do is I'll go into Google. You don't need any fancy software. You just need Google for this. And I'll type in dental implants in my search, or dental implants Raleigh, North Carolina, because that's where my practice is. And then a little bit farther down after the first few ads and stuff, and there'll be this section called People Also Ask. And those are the questions that people are searching on the search engines. And that's the content that you need to create. So one of the most common questions that people search for dental implants on is, how much do dental implants cost in XYZ city? So our pillar strategy would be for me to create content around how much do dental implants cost in Raleigh, North Carolina. So I'd take a few moments, I'd sketch out a few talking points. I personally wouldn't do a script, but I'd have some type of outline, kind of like I do with this podcast. I don't have a script, but I have a right in front of me, you can't see it. But I have a whiteboard with talking points on it. And that kind of keeps my talking points on it. And then I'll basically get in front of a phone with a ring light. I'll put a lavalier microphone on, and I'll just literally answer the question. What determines the cost of a dental implant? And it'll be a 2 to 4 minute video. It'll end up being a 2 to 4 minute video. I might take 5-6 minutes to record it because I may make an or an ah, or I said something, and I won't start the whole video again. I'll just kind of keep going through it. And then that video will get turned over to a video editor. And in today's world, that can be anybody anywhere in the world that can do that for you. And they'll edit that down to a quick 2 to 3 minute video that very succinctly and directly answers the question. And it'll have all these fancy graphics and stuff on there, so it keeps the viewer's attention. And that video will then get turned into a blog post, because then we need the blog, we need the words to be able to show up in the Google search. The video is all about the engagement and the YouTube search, the number two search engine in the world. And then from that video, that 3-4 minute video, we'll probably pull out 3 or 4 30 second shorts or reels. And we'll use that content for our social media. So our social media post will be the full video on YouTube, the 3 or 4 30 second reels on the various social media platforms. That would be YouTube Shorts, Instagram Reels, Facebook Reels, TikTok Reels. And that's where we put that content. We take the blog post, and that's words. And from the blog post, we'd create 2 or 3 what are called image quotes, where they take a image out of it and make a graphic out of it. And that'll be our social media content. And all that social media content drives our patients, or whoever's watching it or looking at it, directly to a web page that answers that question. And the web page is going to be the blog post, the words, and the video embedded in there. So that way it drives the SEO. And that's going to be attached to our services page, so that when patients go to our implant services page, they can see, if they're thinking about cost, we answer that right away there. And that's how you get good SEO done for your practice. Now imagine this. Imagine you get 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, several weeks or months down the road, and you got 5 or 6 or 7 of these done. And then when your patients go to the implant page and you ask them to come in for a consultation, and they've already watched these videos, really at that point, they're already ready to buy. And what we've seen when we were great at doing this in our office, the patients that would come for a consultation, they were just there for confirmation. They already knew who I was, whether we were good at what we did or not, how much these things cost, roughly speaking, kind of the most common questions they would ask. It's already taken care of because it's all available on your website. And it really, at that point, your job is just not to screw it up when they come into the practice. And at that point, if you even really do this well, they can apply for financing before they come into the office. So that's content marketing and my social media marketing concept for 2023. And I'm going to do a blog post that'll probably have a screen share on it that'll walk you through exactly how I do this. And hopefully we can do that as a masterclass or a live stream or a webinar or of some sort, so we can help you see exactly how we're doing it. And if you're interested, I'd love to do like a 30-day or a 90-day challenge where we get together and have accountability for this. So if you're interested in something, being a part of something like that, just email marketing@3d-dentist.com or kind of put it, you know, here on the social media post, kind of leave a comment and let's get together and see if we can help each other out and hold each other accountable and kind of improve our practices. So we talked about five ways or five things that you should always be doing to drive new patients and increase revenue in your practice. Always be focused on internal referrals. Have a subliminal marketing strategy with digital signs in each and every of your operatories. Consider carefully what role insurance should play in your acquisition of customers, Google reviews, and our content pillar marketing content strategy. Those are the five things that we covered in this week's episode. I hope you found this week's episode friendly and good and full of actionable advice. What I recommend you do is you're probably walking or you're probably driving in your car. I recommend that you re-listen to this sitting at a table with your notebook so that you can write some things down so that you can get to work on this, because all of this stuff does take time. And 6 months from now, if we happen to be in a recession or if things start to slow down, in best case scenario, things don't slow down and you're just putting fuel on the fire to really grow your practice. Thank you so much for tuning in for this week's episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm Dr. Tarun Agrawal. We'd love for you to join us. And look, if you're looking to grow your practice, to optimize your practice for revenue growth and enjoyment, you owe it to yourself to consider our 3D Dentist Mastermind Coaching. It starts in January and July of each year. It's limited to about 10 to 12 dentists, and we work with you one-on-one. Myself and Dr. Sully Sullivan, we work with you and your team members directly through in-person events and virtual coaching to help you move your practice in the direction that you want to increase revenue and have more fun doing the dentistry you like to do. All you got to do is go to our website, 3d-dentists.com, fill out the application, and let's see if it's a good fit for each other. Thanks, and see you next week.